The latest from podnews.net with Memberful, the easiest way to sell memberships to your podcast audience. The Breaker team is to join Twitter. CTO Leah Culver, designer Emma Lundin, and CEO Eric Berlin are joining Twitter because we believe in the future of audio communication and are inspired by the ways Twitter is facilitating public conversations for people around the world, they say. Culver says in a tweet that she's joining Twitter to help build Twitter Spaces, which describes itself as a small experiment focused on the intimacy of the human voice. It was launched on December the 18th, and Spaces sounds quite similar to Clubhouse, featuring live audio with live transcripts too. It's got a sign-up form if you want to try and get early access. We link to that today from our show notes and our newsletter. Twitter began testing voice tweets in their iOS app in June, a feature that's yet to reach Android or the web. Twitter has an audio background, though. The company began life in 2005 called Odeo and was a podcasting platform. Twitter hasn't bought the Breaker app. It's to close on January the 15th. Breaker called itself the social podcast app and launched in March 2017, allowing listeners to leave comments on episodes and see what friends were listening to. Their blog post has details of what to do next. And if you like what Breaker did, we'd recommend Pod Hero, which does similar. You can use it to support your favorite podcasts too, like, you know, this one. And Breaker also operated a podcast hosting platform, according to its blog. We had no idea. We can only find 30 podcasts using it, though, including their own podcast, last updated in March. They will also no longer be supported from January the 15th. In other news, Buzzsprout has published their look back at 2020. Salem Media Group, a US-based broadcast company, has launched into podcasting. The Salem Podcast Network will produce new conservative talk content. Oh, good. There were just over 1 million new podcasts launched in 2020, says My Podcast Reviews. The busiest month for new shows was June. The website also reports that 60% of all podcasts are no longer being updated. Podcast merch has become big business, says The Wall Street Journal, and if you've been off for the last few weeks, we link to our coverage of Amazon buying Wondery today. Our full analysis on December the 31st also made a prediction about what Amazon's next purchase might be. Art19 and Amazon both start with the same letter, but will that be the only thing connecting those two companies in the next few weeks?
Before I even pick up my phone, I've already listened to a podcast. It's part of my Amazon Flash briefing, and that is James Cridlin, Pod News.
That's Dave Jackson, our favorite podcast consultant at the School of Podcasting. And that was a recent look at people's favorite podcasts on his show. What a nice man he is. Tales from the Ops Side is a new podcast looking behind the scenes at running an internet ops company. It's from the folks at Stack.io, a DevOps company in Canada, whatever that is. A sewing podcast for black women has achieved more than 100,000 downloads in just 1 year. It's called Stitch, Please. And it comes from Charlottesville in Virginia. And DJ Semtex is to launch Hip Hop Raised Me next week. He's an influential broadcaster and DJ, and he'll host exclusive, no-holds-barred conversations with the artists that define the culture. This update from Pod News is with help from Memberful. You can sell memberships to your podcast audience and make revenue with Memberful. It works with your existing podcast hosting too. You can find out more at memberful.com. That's memberful.com. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.